Chapter 7. Prepare Ye the Way of the Lord. We are again transported forward in time. Zophar's bar mitzvah came and went. The rabbi lived for 6 more years. And Zophar, who learned animal husbandry at the hands of his grandfather, inherits the family farm. Back in Jerusalem, leading some sheep to market, Zophar hears someone in the distance yelling at the top of his lungs.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make his path straight.
Almost tripping over his own feet, Zophar observes those around him laughing at him. Then he too begins to laugh at himself for being so clumsy. Introspective, he thinks to himself, what does that mean, Zophar thought, to prepare the way of the Lord? Suddenly, someone calls out to him, "Hey, brother, how much for that one? She's a beaut." Zophar looks around at the small crowd of people, trying to discern who called out to him. As he inaugurates an answer to track down a response, he sees the most beautiful girl he has ever laid his eyes on. He forgets where he is and why he is there in the first place. Still enamored with her splendor, he manages to blurt out, 20 shekels of... Chapter 8. Upstarts, all of them. This was the mildest winter in years, Zophar thought. Maybe the best one since Grandma died. For some reason, springtime had not yielded as many kids or lambs as Zophar had expected. And the few he'd had would need to wait to go up to Jerusalem until they were stronger. Until Shabbat, he concluded. Business was off, but that didn't bother Zophar. He was wealthy enough, he thought. But living alone for the rest of his life on his grandparents' farm was a topic too hard for him to bear. As his custom was, before leaving on a long trip, he reached for the rabbi's tattered talis, pulling it over his head, believing Jehovah would answer his prayer, even before he prayed. Lord, I beseech thee, let Rebekah be in Jerusalem this year. I can't explain it, but I know I love her, and Lord, I know she loves me. Magnify thy blessing, O Lord, and be gracious unto me. Give me Rebekah to wife. Amen and amen. Instead of leaving immediately on his journey, like he normally did after prayer, this time, for at least an hour, Zophar sat in Milcah's old tub of suds. I want to smell fresh, he thought, when I get there in 3 days. Taking clean, neatly folded clothes along reminded him of Milcah. Grandma would sure be proud of me, he thought, with a tear running down his eye. I wish she was here, here to say goodbye. With only one goat and 2 sheep following, Zophar wasn't sure if the normal 3-day journey into Jerusalem hadn't been 2 instead. Either way, he was determined to sell the animals, even if it meant they were sold for chevron and for mutton. One thing about this trip was sure. His mind, the whole way there, stayed on Rebekah. There it is again. Settling into the marketplace, vigilantly searching for Rebekah, Zophar hears what seems like the town crier yelling and declaring something he couldn't make out. There it is again, he said to himself. I wonder if it's the same brother, he thought, that was crying out, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Zophar turns around and notices a Judean merchant who's also trying to hear what's being said from the now distinguishable direction of the temple. Do you hear that too? The merchant answers, yeah. Well, Zophar continued, is that the guy who used to yell, prepare ye the way of the Lord? Nah, that guy got his head chopped off about 3 years ago, answered the merchant. An upstart, trying to tell the king how to live. Well then, who is this guy? Zophar responded. There's a bunch of them, the merchant answers, as he tries to flag down a customer. Upstarts, all of them. They should take people like that and... Zophar interrupts, who are they? The merchant answers, art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem and hast not known the things which are come to pass in these days? What things? Zophar blurts out. Another man overhearing their conversation takes over saying, concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death.
Ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem,
Be this known unto you, and hearken to my words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also know. Him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken, and by wicked hands have crucified and slain, whom God has raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it. For David speaketh concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is on my right hand, that I should not be moved. Therefore did my heart rejoice, and my tongue was glad. Moreover also my flesh shall rest in hope, because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thy Holy One to see corruption. Thou hast made known to me the ways of life. Thou shalt make me full of joy with thy countenance. Men and brethren, let me speak freely unto you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his sepulcher is with us unto this day. Therefore, being a prophet, and knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him that of the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he would raise up Christ to sit on his throne, he, seeing this before, spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. This Jesus had God raised up, whereof we are witnesses. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he hath shed for this, which ye now see and hear. For David is not ascended into the heavens, but he saith himself, The Lord said unto my Lord, Sit thou on my right hand, until I make thy foes thy footstool. Therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus, whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ.
Zophar turns to the man he met in the marketplace and said, That's him? That's who, the man from the market says back to Zophar. That's who the first prophet was speaking about when he said, Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. I know who he meant now. It was Jesus of Nazareth. The man from the market said, Let me introduce you to Peter. Zophar said, Sure, let's go. I'd like to meet him. He speaks good Hebrew. After a long talk with Peter about how Jesus suffered for Israel's sins and for Zophar's sins, Peter quotes from the book of Isaiah.
Like I said, Zophar, Jesus is God's promised Messiah. Let me quote it for you. Listen to this. Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel.
Zophar shouts, I see it! I see it! Emmanuel, like Whitey, the Lamb of God, suffered and died for my sins. Falling on his knees, calling upon Isaiah's Emmanuel, Zophar understood Jehovah's wonderful plan of salvation. Lord Jesus, Lamb of God, I am sorry for my sins. Against thee and thee only have I sinned and done evil in thy sight. Please forgive me and save me from wrath and Sheol. Thank you, Emmanuel, for bearing my sins in your crucified body. Amen. When Zophar rose from kneeling, Peter said,
Zophar, I have two questions for you. Are you saved from your sins by the blood of the Lamb?
Yes, I am. I know it. Waiting for Peter to ask him the second question, he says, So what's the other question, Pete? Peter says,
Hey, who's Whitey?
With a big smile on his face, Zophar says, A friend of mine. A good friend of mine. Finale. Well, that wasn't the end of the story. Zophar found Rebecca in a prayer service that very evening. A few days earlier, she had become a believer, sending James, the Lord's brother, to the marketplace to tell Zophar about Jesus. 3 years after they were married, settling in the rabbi's old farmhouse, Zophar and Rebecca brought forth their firstborn son and called his name Emmanuel. The end.